USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CNN's Jake Tapper the House should reconvene to help extend the recently expired nationwide eviction moratorium. She says her party is to blame.
The House and House leadership had the opportunity to vote to extend the moratorium. Really just call a spade a spade. We cannot, in good faith, blame the Republican Party when House Democrats have a majority.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles will take part in Tuesday's balance beam final, USA Gymnastics confirmed in a tweet on Monday. Biles participated in gymnastics qualifications on July 25th and then competed the United States vault rotation in the women's team final on July 27th before withdrawing from competition, citing mental health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Adam Rothman talks to CNN's Brianna Keeler about contracting COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. She asks, what do you tell people who ask, why get vaccinated when you can still become infected?
You know, I think that people need to understand that they may not be 100% effective. But I would say that if more people were vaccinated, it's less likely that our daughter would have gotten the disease. And being vaccinated, we hope, has helped keep my wife and me out of the hospital. So I think, you know, maybe we're a success story of the vaccine, not a failure.
Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, a key swing vote for the Democrats' agenda, didn't say whether he would vote on a Democrat-backed $3.5 trillion spending bill. For weeks, congressional Democrats have floated passing the White House-backed measure via the budget reconciliation process and approve it with a simple majority. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled the legislative text of the infrastructure bill on Sunday night after months of negotiations. In total, the deal includes $550 billion in new federal investments in America's infrastructure over 5 years. However, it is far short of the $2.25 trillion proposal that President Joe Biden unveiled in March. That measure, known as the American Jobs Plan, included money for roads, bridges, and public transportation, but it drew criticism from many Republicans for also making investments in areas not traditionally considered infrastructure, such as caregiving for aging Americans and workforce training. Still, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer touted the bill Sunday night. A sprinter from Belarus says the team tried to forcibly remove her from Tokyo. Dan Naraki has the story.
A Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonouskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonouskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.